got some money to spend tonight.
It is time for the weekend, and you don't even have to spend money for some of the events that are coming up this weekend, I'm sure, because this is a jam-packed one, and hopefully we have some freebies sprinkled among the ones where you have to spend some money. We have Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar joining us now on the news line. And Jonathan, is it appropriate to say happy 150th birthday yet? Not to you, of course, but to Colorado Springs, not to Jonathan, but to the city.
Gracefully, I must say, to be 150, I look pretty good for my age.
Well, have you been growing that beard?
For 150 years, I've been growing the beard. It's pretty extensive. But yes, it is appropriate to say happy 150th birthday. You don't have to know how to spell sesquicentennial to attend the first event I'm going to talk about, which is a good thing. But if you do know how to spell sesquicentennial, that's a nice bonus as well for the Beards, Bonnets, and Brews Fest, which, of course, is tomorrow at Rockledge Ranch Historic Site, and yes, celebrates the 150th birthday of the city of Colorado Springs. The event will run from noon to 8. And we'll have a smorgasbord of activities for people of all ages, 150 and on down, you might say. There'll be beverage tastings, live music from local bands, games popular in the late 1800s. You can interact with actors playing historic roles, learn and celebrate the history of Native Coloradans, and compete for the title of Best Beard, Best Bonnet, or both tomorrow at Rockledge Ranch. This, as you mentioned, is one of those free events that are happening over the weekend. I've got three more of weekend events and then two going on to next week and beyond. We're into summer, of course, which sometimes means rain in the afternoon, which is a good time to visit a museum like the Western Museum of Mining and Industry. And even tomorrow from 10 until 3 p.m. is a good time to visit because they're having their family day at the museum that works, where you'll see the importance of mining in the region, along with their Yellow Jacket stamp mill in action and a 1920 Osgood steam shovel. All sorts of cool mining and blacksmith operations where the outdoor events are free and it's regular admission for entrance into the museum tomorrow. At Chapel Hills Mall, the Colorado Springs Comic and Toy Con is back. It's the longest running comic and toy convention in Colorado Springs. That'll be tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Fans of all ages can attend with toys, comics, video games, cards, art, handcrafted items, and much more at Chapel Hills Mall. If you're feeling like being a little adventurous, the Garden of the Gods 10-mile, 10K, and 10K trail race is on Sunday starting at 7 a.m. They've added for 2021 the scenic and challenging 10K course as part of the series of races designed to take you through the Garden of the Gods along one of the most beautiful and challenging courses anywhere. So a fun opportunity to get into the garden and get some activities rolling. And then the final two, Shannon and Andrew, next Wednesday, the Colorado Springs Western Street Breakfast returns to downtown Colorado Springs. Western-themed fun, music, kids' activities. Pikes Peak Range Riders will be departing from the street breakfast, of course, and a delicious $5 breakfast. Flapjacks and fun in 21 has sort of been the slogan for one of the most iconic celebrations of the Western heritage of the area. It's also an annual fundraising event that supports local military and their families as well. So there'll be hay bales in downtown Colorado Springs, and you can get your breakfast and your Western fun on. And then finally, another fun thing to do during the summer is try a new outdoor activity. An Angler's Covey Fly Shop every Saturday throughout the summer is hosting Introduction to Fly Fishing classes. We're in a 75-minute class. You can learn what fly fishing is, why entomology, which is, has parentheses, bug stuff, which is good for me to know, is helpful for fly fishing, and you can try a new skill, perhaps, over the next few weeks. So there's a lot going on, some free, some paid, some sesquicentennial related, but all fun, I would say.
Right.
And Andrew.
Some exciting, some calming. I would say fly fishing more calming. And meanwhile, beards and bonnets and brews. And you catch a fish. That's true. But yeah, the beards, bonnets, and brews. We have our own Andrew Rogers. His beard is looking particularly bushy. He could be winning for best bushy beard.
Maybe. You know, and I'm trying to keep it more tame than usual, so we'll see. I might sneak in. I don't know if it's in proper competition form or not, but Jonathan, you did get me excited. You know, the Western Street Breakfast, that's something, you know, growing up here, I looked forward to every year as a kid, so definitely excited to see that those things have finally returned, again, being impacted from 2020. If we want to get more information on these events and everything else, where do we need to head, Jonathan?
PeakRadar.com has all the details I may have missed or the ones you might be curious about.
All right, Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar, thanks so much for that update. We've got plenty to do this weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week and get loaded up on our calendar for the following weekend.